الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the discussion of keeping a complete and perfect roza, we discussed that also our limbs, hands, feet, etc., mind, heart, must keep roza of that also. And in that we were discussing, and we went on a lengthy discussion of controlling of the hand and not becoming physically abusive, especially with our wives or any of our subordinates, ustads, their children, the students, parents with their children, etc. This subject is such a subject that we discussed it yesterday, and quite a few brothers came and said that this was especially meant for me. It was directly 100% for me. One brother said, in fact, twice he's asked his wife, did you write a letter to Maulana? And you told him everything about me. And the next day again, he asked her, did you go and complain about me? And this, wherever we discussed it, in the country, out of the country, and the people said, this was just meant for me. And this is our Sheikh Damat Barakatum says, in fact, he's got hope from Allah that he'll get the intercession of women on the day of Qiyamah, because he had fought their case for them. And that many, many women who are suffering, when they heard, my husbands heard the talk, they, mashallah, changed and they treated them well. And he says that this poor woman who is a weaker sex, that they're giving him very lot of du'as. So there is a great weakness in the ummah generally. Or one place we discussed it, and there was a committee who deals with these problems, husband-wife arguments, fights, etc. They came and they said this was exactly what we needed. So there is a great need for this. And the other thing is that the cause of this, of becoming abusive with the wife, not treating her well, 99% is the abuse of our eyes. When we look at other women, then our wife's taste goes down, because we filled ourselves looking at other women. So we don't have a desire for the wife. And when you don't have a desire for something, like food, if you are full, like it happens commonly, mother will tell the children, you don't want to eat, get up and go. When they are full, they were eating sweets, drinking cold drinks, juices. They don't, now they're full. They find fault in the food. This not right, this not right. Children got that habit. The reason they are full. If you are hungry, no problem. You eat properly. But if you are not, so even sexual desire in a person, Allah has kept in every person. When we satisfy it outside, just even with our eyes, now you don't have a desire for your wife when you come home, then you start finding fault with her. This is not right, this is not right. But if you control your eyes outside and you are nice and hungry, sexually, you need, every person needs love. But you collected your love from other women in the office, on the streets, etc., making jokes, talking with them, then you don't need it. So you come home and now your wife doesn't appeal to you at all. That is where all the trouble starts. And this whole vicious circle starts there. We ill-treat her now, so she doesn't respond to us. And then we make this an excuse. Since she's not giving me love, she's not giving me sex, so let me go and look for it. I'm justified now to go and look for it somewhere else. The whole thing gets triggered when we don't look after our eyes. And we fall into this whole vicious cycle then, and it destroys homes after homes. So many children that could become so good hafiz, alims, now they destroyed in the process. They could become good products of society, but now they are destroyed in the process. It all starts with the eyes. Anyway, this usually we do give a separate talk on it, but since you had started it, let us try and finish it here. It is very important, and all of us are in need of it. In the ayah, Hazrat Damat Barakatum's bayan is usually centered on this ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and treat them with good. Aashiruhunna, live with them, treat them, deal with them. Bil ma'aruf. Bil ma'aruf, mufassireen have given two meanings. One is according to the laws of Shariat. How Allah has told, how we must treat our wives, how it has come in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other is ma'aruf, what is ma'aruf, what is known in society, that this is a good treatment for the wife. But of course, that is regulated by the laws of Allah. If in the society it means you must just allow your wife all freedom, that is good treatment, then that won't be according to the laws of Shariat. But at the same time also what is regarded as ma'aruf, a common ground between the two. So in here, Hadrat explains the tafsir that bil ma'aruf, wa ashiruhunna bil ma'aruf, fihi ta'alimul ihsan ila nisa. In here, there is a teaching Allah has taught us that you must have ihsan, kindness towards women. Wa rifq bihinna, and be soft to them. Wa sabr ala a'wajihin, and make sabr on their crookedness. So there are three tafsirs. We'll just discuss the three briefly. First one, fihi ta'alimul ihsan ila nisa. You must treat them kindly. There are three stages of how you deal with somebody in a situation. One is adl, justice. That person did good to you, you do good to him. He did bad to you, you do bad to him. So Allah didn't say about adl also. And in adl, just to understand, especially with regard to woman folk, don't try and make meh-meh too-too. She told you your parents are like this, you tell her parents are like this. You like this, and she tells you that you like that. No, you'll suffer because that tongue, you won't be able to match with that tongue. You got a fist and you got a hand, but you haven't got the tongue which a woman has got. She or her tongue, you won't be able to match her, and you're going to suffer after that. One couple were driving down, were going for a carefree joy drive, right? And on the way they had an argument, and in the argument now they're not talking to one another, both are quiet, mum, dumb. So they passed by an animal farm where there were horses, dogs, cats, all types of animals, donkeys. So the husband, to break the silence, told the wife that these are all your family, isn't it? So she said, yes, it is my in-laws. That she put it back on him very nicely, that these are all my in-laws. So we want adl, you cannot. And the other is zulam. Zulam is out of the question. Don't make zulam. That's completely out of the question. And also if she makes zulam, and the law of Shariat, if somebody makes zulam on you, al-aynu bil-ayn, wal-anf bil-anf, you are allowed to take your revenge. But there everywhere, fuqaha, muhaddithin, mufassireen have written, you must be very careful. In your revenge, if you're going to take one little bit more than what they did harm to you, now you'll become the zalim. You are the mazloom, and now when you are permitted to take revenge for what wrong they have done to you, but if you take a little bit more than what wrong they did to you, now you will become the zalim. And zalim is to be an oppressor is very bad. So don't try and do that. And also, Allahu Akbar. On one occasion in a majlis of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person was speaking very bad things about Hazrat Abu Bakr, telling him that you are like this, you are very bad thing, accusing him about many things. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and just smiling, not saying anything. Then after a little while, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu defended himself. As soon as he defended himself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became upset and angry, got up and walked away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you were speaking so bad to me, you just kept quiet. And when I said one word, you got upset and you got up and went away." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is for all occasions, as long as he was telling you all that bad and speaking against you, and you were making sabr, Allah appointed a farishta to give jawab on your side. And he was giving answer to that person from your side. But the minute you spoke, the farishta also left, Allah became unhappy, and that majlis with which Allah is unhappy, I can't be in such a majlis. Yeah, we'll just digress a little bit. ابن عابدين شامي رحمة الله عليه أسرتنا مسألة لا يجوز الحضور في المجلس فيه محزور. It is not permissible to attend a gathering in which some disobedience of Allah takes place. So we must consider when we go to wedding functions, if there is music playing there, if there is mixing of the sexes, freely mixing, there is no arrangement of separation, and all these things, it's not permissible to be present there. Though we not part of it, we not looking at those other women, are we not taking photos or having videos made, or nobody is even videoing us, but just to be present in a gathering where there is guna, voluntarily, involuntarily, sometimes the conditions, you go to the airport, they're playing music or something, you have to be traveling, you're going for Hajj, Umrah, that's different. But otherwise, just to be present where it's not necessary, where it's guna is taking place, it's not permissible to be present in such a gathering. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can't be present in such a gathering with which Allah is unhappy. So whenever somebody is attacking us, we are allowed to take revenge. But the higher is that you make sabr. Allah appoints a farishta. If your wife starts taking off with you, you keep quiet, Allah will appoint a farishta who will give jawab for you. And he is your lawyer, unpaid, free, and you can't get the service of such a lawyer. And what a lawyer! You can't get such a lawyer, and if there was, you won't be able to pay his fees. And yeah, Allah appoints such a lawyer for you. And sabr has got a very high stage. So make sabr in such conditions. So don't, if she is making zulam, don't you reply with zulam also. But better is to make, though it is permissible. And the best is, at the time of the heat of the argument, don't speak that time. Let everything cool off. When now she's in a nice mood, then in a nice way explain to her what she misunderstood or what wrong ideas there were at that time. Not at the, when at the heat of the argument, you're just going to make it worse. The best thing at that time is just to leave the house. Go to the masjid, make dua to Allah. The best place to go when leaving the house, don't think she is troubling me, I'm going to some other woman, na'uzubillah. No, don't do that. Go to the masjid. And soon your problem will get solved. Allah will see. My banda has come to the masjid and he will sort out our matters. Go make 2-4 rakats of namaz, make wuzu, make tilawat, make dua to Allah. And adal, even if it's equal, don't treat her equally also, but with ihsan. She tells you, you're a pig, you tell her you're a whore of Jannah. She tells you, you're a donkey, tell her there's nobody as clever as you. You are very clever. So if she tells you, make ihsan on her. So that is the first stage, the first tafsir. وَفِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ وَالرِّفْقِ بِهِنَّ. And be soft with them. Don't be hard with them. This is Quran Sharif's teachings. This is how Quran is teaching us how to treat women. But how many of us, we got the attitude of سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا. We hear, but we're not going to listen. That doesn't work. That may be 1400 years ago, or it may be with some other woman, with Arab woman, not with Gujarati woman. One Maulana made bayan in Malawi. After that, one old man was a bit hard of hearing, and Maulana explained all the virtues of how you must love with woman and you'll get them in Jannat, they'll be your wives in Jannat. That man came back again and he said, Maulana, who bayan ki do? What you made bayan? Mathi barabar ni sambratu. I can't hear properly. And he put his hand like this. So Maulana, he thought that he was quite impressed with the bayan and he's happy, but he didn't hear properly. He said, I told your wife will be with you in Jannah. You're going to get to, she's me your namad there. So he thought for a while. He says, Pachi Maulana, take evi Jannah or hai. So Jannah touch me. What kind of Jannah? If this wife will be back, yeah, she's back with me there again, that won't be Jannah also. So Maulana has understood what his problem is, that his wife is troubling. He said, "Ye to sudri ne aur." So she thought for a while again, and he said, "Maulana, ye to koi divas ni sudri. She will never come straight. She will never go. She is just crooked. She is going to remain crooked. There is no question about it." So rifq bihinna, that they are going to, and a woman is crooked. She's made of the crooked rub which comes in the hadith. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum explains this so beautifully. He says that we got, and the topmost rib is the most crooked. And some people are idealistic, perfectionists. They want everything right. Everything must be on its place. Everything must be on its time. Everything. So such a person, if he goes to, he admits himself to a hospital and tells doctor, I like everything straight and perfect. And this rib of mine which is crooked, I want you to straighten it for me. It can't happen. Whole life you'll have to live with that crooked rib. So that is the indication. So woman is made with that rib, which is so crooked, the most crooked rib. So she is going to be crooked. And it comes in the hadith, if you want to straighten it, it will be talaq. And then you going to suffer, she's going to suffer, the children going to suffer. Society suffers. Our deen gets a bad name. Everything when you give talaq. So make sabr and stay with her. And also there is very interesting that what ulum of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she's made of this rub which is of the toppermost one, which is the most crooked one. She's not made of the rub of your leg, or of the bone of your legs. So don't make her a football and don't kick her. She's not made with the, she's not made from that. And she's not made from the bones of your knuckles. Don't make her a punching bag. And you keep on punching and hitting her. She's not made from there. She's not made from the bone of the skull. Don't put her on your head and you throw your mother also away. No, your mother is your mother. Your wife is your wife. And this world, what we are living in, and this is one muraqabah of namaz also. And how many, one buzur, somebody asked him, and he said, for 30 years I'm making namaz like this. I make namaz that I'm standing on pul sirat, which is thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. And beneath me is Jahannam. In front of me is Allah Ta'ala, in front of me is Jannah. Like that to make one's namaz. Anyway, our life that we are living here, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali said, we are living on pul sirat. Our life is pul sirat. Here a person who lives straight will walk straight over pul sirat and into Jannah. And a person who inclines, and there are so many inclinations in our lives and in deen that we can fall to. Don't fall to the right and don't fall to the left. You fall to the right, so much you are engaged in deen, deeni khidmat, service. And on the left, you're not looking after your wife and children. That's not correct. Be straight. Do deen's work also. Look after your family also. Don't incline to the left so much in your family, your wife, your business, and your deen. You're not even making your namazes. You're not doing anything for deen. No. Be straight in everything. Don't become so much your mother's apple of the eye and everything, and you just discard your wife, and your mother just makes a sign you must divorce her, and you even divorce her. No, that's also not right. And don't incline so much to your wife that you have got no regard for your mother, that she's like a nothing to you. You haven't got time for her. You don't look after. In all matters, you have to be straight. And that is sirat-e-mustaqim. And that is the shortcut. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line, sirat-e-mustaqim. The minute you go little off, you have made it long. You go via, you go little longer, it's a long cut. The straight path, so the direct straight path to Jannah is the shortcut, and that is sirat-e-mustaqim. And that is without any inclinations, perfectly straight. And this without sohbat of Ahlullah, ulama Ahlullah. A person on his own, he will incline so much towards nafil ibadah and not do his other faras of his life. Or he'll do so much of dunya and he hasn't got time for his deen and to understand every occasion what to do on that time. Like at the battle of Badr was the most crucial battle of Islam in the whole history of Islam. Where the Sahaba were only 313 radiallahu anhu. Enemy were over 1,000, 1 to 3. And the enemy had every advantage. On that battle, it's famously known almost by everyone that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan, his son-in-law, back home because his wife was not well. Go and see to her. But not only him, 6 Sahaba. At that time when they were so much in need of manpower and everything, but Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the balance at that time. At such a time, we don't keep the balance under normal conditions. Then when we are under pressure, where were we going to keep the balance? So this is very important. And all these things, dua is required, that Allah gives us that understanding that a family member is ill or something, at that time, Allahu Akbar. Haji Farooq Saab, many of us are aware, Rahmatullah Alayh, he said about our Shaykh that what our Shaykh preached, he practiced also. What was that? That when Hazrat came for Umrah on one occasion, then he got news that Ammi Jan, our Shaykh's wife, Ammi Jan, she had taken ill. So he finished his Umrah. As he landed, immediately he went to Medina Sharif, Salatu Salam, and without even one namaz in Medina Sharif, went back to see to his wife. We can't do anything, that's 100%. But Sharia has made the support of a person. And he looked after her, and after a few days she passed away. So Haji Farooq Pandit said, Hazrat, his whole life, he preached the rights of the wife and the woman, and he showed it also practically. Who, when you go to Makkah, Medina, you don't want to stay your full stay. You're going for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Who doesn't love to be there? And our hearts are there. But the need was to come home. He immediately left and came. So the balance is very, very important. So with our wives also, we have softness with them. Kindness, Allah made them such. وَالْرِفْقِ بِهِنَّ And وَالصَّبَرْ عَلَىٰ عَوَاجِهِنْ One person, his wife, everything she did upside down. He tell her to cook rice, she will cook tarkari. He'll tell her to go to her mother's house, she won't go. He'll say, you stay at home today, she'll go. Everything, whole upside down. On one occasion, and he loved her also very much. On one occasion, and there was a stream in front of their house. When they wanted to go, they had to cross the stream. A lot of rains came, floods. The stream was also flooding. So he knew, well, he must tell her everything opposite. But in that pressure, he forgot. And he told her that don't go to your mother's house. He wanted to tell her, you must go, then she won't go. But he told her, don't go, and she went. And now the stream was flooded, and while crossing, she got washed away, she got drowned. Then he went and looked for her now, he loved her very much, but he did not look, go downstream, he went upstream. So the people asked him, that why, what you were looking? He said, I'm looking for my wife. So he said that, they said, she must be gone downstream. Say no, whole life she did upside down. Tamutun kama tahyun. Your mouth will come how you live. So she was doing everything upside down. She must be going upstream. So that's their nature. And if a wife is straight, then there's something wrong with her. When she's crooked, that's now normal. She has to be normal. And on that we must make sabr. And not to find fault with him. And we become so petty in finding fault. And even the wives, whenever argument, husband, wife, and you have a nice discussion, at the end, they both admit, we're just being petty. We have to grow up. The small, small matters, and then we make them, blowing them out of proportion. And there is no real problem. And the main easy solution is to make sabr, which the Quran has taught. Be kind to her. And in this, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum said, Hadrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali told, it is one of the rights of the wife that you must give her pocket money every month. Besides what you give her to buy groceries or to see to the running of the house, the expenses in which you don't take no hisab from her. And you give her money to run the expenses, buy groceries, you can take hisab from her. Where did you spend? Where's the change? What happened? That you can take. But give her some other money just for her use. Because she also has a feeling she wants to spend on her nephews, on her niece. And when you go for Hajj Umrah, she doesn't like, and many men also don't, for everything you're running to me. Some many places, there's nothing. Everything, the husband sees to every need. She wants ice cream, she wants a juice, she wants anything, you see to it. But she also would like to spend on her own. She would like to buy for you also sometimes. You always buy for her. Sometimes she would like to buy her ice cream for you also. So give her some money of her own, and how she wants to, she must use it. That's also a right. If we are not doing that, we should see it. It's a right of the wife that you must give her some expenses in her hand, and that she must use as she wants to. And you don't ask her about that, where did you spend it, whatever. And that will be determined by the financial position of the husband. If he's a very rich man, give a bigger amount. He's a poor man. He gives a smaller amount, but some amount we should give. And she will also feel nice. And those laws that Islam hasn't made those laws. Islam has taught us the correct way of life. Today in a divorce case, then the wife says, 20 years I've been cooking for him. I'm a housewife. I want all that money now. That I worked all that. Where's my money for all that? But Islam has taught, treat her in such a way that that occasion doesn't come. And there aren't all those wrong demands which they make. So this is a very important, and our Shaykh Damat Barakatum has said, it's the unanimous masala, accepted with unanimity of the awliya of the Buzurgani Deen, that that person who keeps his wife in such a way that she's happy with him, even if he's got other weaknesses in his deen, he's got other major weaknesses also, but the wife is happy how she keeps him, there is no doubt that this is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. When you keep your wife in such a way that she is happy with you, there is no doubt that you are a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And the opposite, you can be very dindar, very pious, but if you are not looking after your wife properly, what is that piety? If she has got all, she's crying to Allah Ta'ala all the time, she's phoning here, phoning there, complaining about us, then all that piety of us, it will just get washed away. In one jaffi, with just one little slight wind of our, on the day of Qiyamah, all that naked of ours, or the Quran Sharif gives the example, if there is a rock, and there is little sand on it, and on there you intend plant something, one little rain comes, it will wash away everything, all that sand and whatever, so all your naked which you grew on that type of sand, it will just get washed away, so it's very important. And also we're supposed to be the stronger sex, we're supposed to be stronger, but our minds become so weak, especially the ulama, a person who is a good Quran reader, or good, he makes bayans, people like him, people praise him, everywhere shaking hands, calling, Manana, come make bayan, yeah, it goes to our head. And we really think I'm a very big, and the whole world respects me, but this woman, she doesn't. She never ever shakes my hand. She never ever tells it, today what the bayan you gave. Today how your qirat, how beautiful it was. How, you must forget that. In fact, a woman will only praise her husband twice in the whole life. And that when, what are the two times? One is before marriage and one is after death. In between you must forget that she's going to praise you. Before marriage, when the talks take place, she'll talk about her friends. Oh, you know how where I'm proposed. You know who I'm getting? He's like this, he's like that. And what praises she will have for him. After a few days of marriage, forget all that. She's not going to praise you. After you die, she will praise. One auntie of mine, old lady, she once phoned several times that your uncle is troubling me too much. He's giving me a lot of problems. Now I knew, what can we go and tell these, both of them so much elder than us, we small little children in front of them. But she phoned so much, so we had to go. So I took Appa and we went. And she complained, your uncle does this. What complaints she had. We just listened and what I'm going to tell my uncle, he's so senior. So I told the person, I'll speak to him, we'll make dua, everything, finish. After about 2 months, my uncle passed away. Then we went again to go and make set when condolence. Then she said, and she spoke Afrikaans. We usually used to speak Afrikaans. And of course she'll address me by my first name. She said, Abdul Hamid, ye weet wat? You do you know what? I was married to your uncle 60 years. And 60 years he didn't give me so much trouble also. And just 2 months ago, her whole list was not coming to an end. And now she said, 60 years, he didn't trouble me even so much. So after death, she will praise you. She won't have one complaint. Before marriage and after death, in between you must forget. One time, Hazrat went on his safars here, he said, the next time I come, to all those I gave khilafat to, I want they must get a NOC, no objection certificate from the wife. That the wife says that my husband keeps me well. So, and then Hazrat said also, and nobody will get it also. If you get the NOC from a wife, you can forget it. But we must in our way and sincerely treat her such a way that doesn't give her ground for objection. But still she'll have objection. And don't think she's going to praise you still. She'll praise all everyone else, but she won't praise you. She'll praise her brother so much in front of you. She'll praise the other family members, but you must forget. And you will also feel that, what am I? But the you remain. You must realize, so you make sabr. And don't expect any praises. Hadrat explains two instances with regard to this. One person came from Khurasan. Now it's part of Afghanistan, all that area. He went to Kharkan, Sheikh Shah Abul Hassan Kharkani, Rahmat. He wanted to become that, a very big buzzard. The whole world was mortified of him. So how many thousand kilometers those years on foot he traveled to come. When he came there, he knocked on the door. This was the house of, so the wife was inside. So she asked, who's it? He said, why you came? I came to become bayat to Hazrat. Hazrat? Ask me, Hazrat. That what is he, Hazrat? Wo mere upar kaise raaj ko koota phanta hai? Wo mujhe poocho. Tumhe kya pata? How he jumps on me at night and what actions he does. Ask me, what Hazrat, Hazrat? What Hazrat? You got your shock. That I thought such a great buzzard, the whole world acknowledges him, but shahida shahidu min ahliya, the house person giving evidence that what Hazrat are you talking? He was very sad, sorrow, so he turned back from there. The neighbors saw, and they made out, and they understood. So they said that what's the matter? So he said, I came from so far to become bayat, but his own wife is saying that what you calling Hazrat, Hazrat? He is no Hazrat yet. So they said, no, her tongue is like that. You just make sabr, don't worry about her. Go to that certain jungle, you will find Hazrat is there, and you'll see him, you'll meet him there. When he went there from a distance, Hazrat Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullahi alayhi was coming on a lion, mounting a lion. And to control the lion, he had a snake as a whip. He was bringing firewood for the house. So from far he saw him, he said, oh, looks like you went home. He said, yes. And my wife told you certain things. Say, don't worry about her. Because I make sabr on her, on that, not all my ibadat and my buzurgi, because I make sabr on her, Allah has given me this karamat that a lion is my conveyance. Lion became a donkey for me. And to control the lion, Allah gave me a snake as a whip to control the lion. Because I make sabr on her. So by making sabr, there is a very great ibadat. Keeping them happy, trying to make them always accommodating them. Of course, not going out of the limit. Sometimes they ask for demands which are against Shariat, etc. Then also there's a way to curb it and to bring it under control. But to make them happy, etc. Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, for example, the wife went and buy toys for the children or clothing in which there are human form surats. Now it's haram. Now how to correct it? Hadrat says, don't you become like a big buzurg now and take that toy and smash it to what a 4-pound hammer and break it and that. No, the way to do it is take the child and go and buy a more expensive toy which is jais. Show them, I'm not stingy, I don't mind, I want your happiness. Buy him a more expensive toy, and when you give him the other toy, take this toy away and then get rid of it. But don't just take away that is haram. How can you bring surat murats in the house? And how can you bring the pictures? Farishtas won't come in the house. And a big lecture. And you break everyone's heart. That is not the way. Make the wife also happy. Make the children. And use the correct way. Hazrat Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali was a very great buzurg of Naqshbandi Silsila. Before I say this, one or two other things which are all of great benefit. One was that when he had passed away, then after that in his kitab he was making mutala, the people found a note in there. And what was written on that note? Sab kehte hai ke Mirza mar gaye. Asal mein Mirza ghar gaye. All are saying that Mirza has died. Actually Mirza is just gone home now. Other thing, that when he used to go and do the shopping for the house, he used to pass one grocer, and you should always mock at him about his beard and make a joke. And tell him that my goat's beard is even better than your beard. For how many years he used to tell him that he used to make sabr. Sabr. See what is sabr. He made sabr. He never replied him. He never tell him anything. Never thought bad about him or anything. The day he passed away and his janazah passed by the same grocery shop. And that day Allah Ta'ala gave his janazah, his mayyat speech. And when he passed there, he said, today I can tell you, my beard is better than your goat's beard. Such karamat Allah gave him. When he made sabr all the time, he never took revenge or never told him anything. And the what is this? That's another subject which we also usually discuss, of pride. He says that Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah Ali told that a person must make the one of the remedies for pride. Say to yourself, take your name. Like, I will take my name. I told our friends that you must say it like this, that you say that Abdul Hamid, hal mein, presently, tamam musalmano mein, of all the Muslims in the world, tu sabse battar aur kamtar hai. You are the lowest. And until a person doesn't get this yaqeen in his heart, his iman is not complete. Until he thinks, I'm better than a drunkard, I'm better than this person, whoever it is, I am the worst. And the reason for that, Hazrat explains, that we don't know that by Allah, which we might be having all good qualities, but one bad quality, and Allah just dislikes that quality, because of which you got no value by Allah Ta'ala. So you must think yourself, and that Muslim that seems to have every bad quality in him, he might be having one good quality which Allah loves. In one village, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written this instance, that one person who was a womanizer, gambler, drinker, alcoholic, all bad, only bad in his life. And because of that, nobody had anything to do with him. When he died, nobody came for his janazah also. When 3 days passed and his body was lying in the house, no neighbors, no family, nobody came. The wife caught 4 laborers, gave them money, tell them, take him, bath him as you people know, give him kafan and take him to Qabristan. You get somebody to make janazah well and good, otherwise bury him without janazah namaz. Because there is nobody who is coming. So they did that. When they took him to the Qabristan, Allah put in the buzurg of that time, the great alim and buzurg, Allah made ilham, put in his heart, that there is one of my wali's janazah in the Qabristan. Go and perform his janazah namaz. When this great alim buzurg got up, everyone went with him. And all his murids, how many thousands of people, they came there, they found this person, whom they knew to be like this. But Allah informed them, they made janazah and buried him, went straight to his wife's house. And they asked her, what kind of a man was your husband? We thought him to be like this, a worse person. So she said, how you people know him? He was like that. And I also knew him like that. However, he had 2 habits in him. One was, he always kept an orphan child in the house. And before he eats, the child must eat. Before he buys clothes for him, the child must get clothes. He had this one. The other, he used to come home undoubtedly, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, drunk. But just last part of the night, the Tahajjud time, he would get up, take a bath with cold water, he would become sober. Ya Allah, I'm the worst in the world. Which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me? Humility, humbleness, and that other quality. And asking for maaf all the time. And a person who always asks maaf for his guna, he's like a person who got no guna. He's living in guna, but in tawbah is Allah Akbar. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ. A person who makes istighfar, even the kuffar, they should make naked tawaf of Kaaba. But they should say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. For the kuffar, as long as they make istighfar, Allah say, I won't punish them. So, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. How won't it benefit the mu'mineen and the pious mu'mineen? How much? So that person, so we don't know what condition is in somebody. And we might think, I'm pious, and there may be one quality which Allah dislikes. We don't know, there are so many gunas that we are involved in, which we don't have no idea that we are making guna. Na shukri is a guna. And how many of us are nashukar? Allah complains, wa qaleelum min ibadiyya shakur. Very few of my bandas make shukar. Na qadri is a guna-i kabira, to not appreciate a ni'mat of Allah. How many? We don't even think, we don't even know of so many ni'mats of Allah. Oxygen, who makes shukr to Allah, you gave me oxygen. If the day there isn't water in the toilet, when we messed ourselves, and it was quite a messy job, and now there's no water, how cross won't you get on the mutawallis, on the people, that what, they have no arrangement of water yet. Forget water, if there isn't hot water, not even on a cold day, just an ordinary day, we got so many complaints. But when we open the tap and water just gushes out, who makes shukr? When we, Allahu Akbar, what one beautiful dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma bihamdika saraft wa bidhambi itaraft. Oh Allah, that I'm walking around, sitting, getting up, all just your, I make shukr. It's just your ni'mat. And I admit all my sins. I'm the worst sinner, but yet you are showering. So how many gunas we are involved in? So, hal mein, tamam musalmanon mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse better aur kamtar hai. And in to make bayan, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi is one condition. The person, until he does not realize he is the lowest of all, he hasn't got the right to make bayan. If you think that I'm better than the people and I'm going to lather them, give it to them good and solid, you need it good and solid. Forget them, you need it good and solid. So, or ma'al ketiba, that is presently. And as far as mort is concerned, tamam janwar aur kafiron mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse better aur kamtar hai. Amongst all animals and kafirs, you are the lowest. How is that? That the animals, no jahannam for them, no punishment. If they made zulam on one another, little bit they'll take their revenge and finish, they'll turn to dust. They're not going to jahannam. And the kafir, we don't know that how many are perhaps reading kalima just before mort. Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayhi of Deoband saw one Hindu lala in his dream, walking in Jannah. So he told him in the dream, lala ji, ye to tumhari liye mamnu dukhul hai. No entry for you people. Where you, Hindu, you came into Jannah, how you came? He says, Maulvi ji, Maulvi sahab, maut se pehle, maine ankahat kehdi. What was taboo to say? What was haram for me to say? La ilaha illallah. Just before maut, I said, La ilaha illallah. And a person who brings iman, all his previous gunas are forgiven. And with a clean slate, he's gone straight to Jannah. And we don't know who gave us guarantee of Jannah. So with this pride is a very terrible thing. So we should not have that at all. So anyway, so we are discussing about Mirza Jane Jana rahmatullah alayh. So he was a person also very idealistic and perfect. Everything, his mizaj was such that if his topi had one crooked stitch, he'll get a headache. His lihaf, the ghodru, added down, one crooked stitch, he can't sleep. One day he went for Jamaat Namaz to Jami Masjid. And those days, now it's gone very less, but people used to sleep on the charpai, that wooden bed, on the pavement, footpath. One bed was a little crooked, he got a headache, his whole tabiat changed. He went back home. He couldn't go for Jamaat Namaz. Just because that one bed, somebody else put it crooked. So he was, his tabiat was. And Allah doesn't like this to behave so much. So to make it, and he was Allah's favorite also. Allah wanted to correct him. Allah made ilham and put in his heart that in your neighborhood, muhalla, there is one khatun lady with bahut tarwi zuban hai uske. Very terrible language. To uske saath shaadi kar aur isko nibha le, uski kashti paar kar de. Whole life let her live nicely. Hum tumhara danka alam mein pitwayenge. We'll give you fame in the whole world. Where is Delhi? Where is about 250 years ago? Till today we taking inspiration from it. So if we make sabr on the wife, and when he passed away, he wrote wasiyatnama. And he told that my wife, nobody must ever marry her. Nobody will be able to. There is one element, what is it called? Aloe. That even if you put gallons of honey in it, it won't sweeten it. So bitter that it will make the honey bitter, but it won't make it sweet. Some women are so bitter. But you just live with her and patiently and pass your life with her, and what Allah will give you in dunya and what you'll get in akhirah, what Allah Ta'ala will give you. And also remember one ustad of Darul Ulum Deoband. He, on one occasion, that was a time, today we can't do without chicken. Every day chicken. Which is not a good habit. That's a separate discussion on food. But anyway, this person, he wanted chicken. So he saved up money in 6 months. And the ustad's salary, which is so little. What is the ustad, the salary of a ustad? To get an idea of that, a circus, tamasha, came to a town. In the circus, they brought an elephant in the arena. And they say, whoever will make the elephant cry will win a prize. 500 rupees. So, elephant, what big heart it has got. Everyone going, telling it, what sad stories. Whole family got killed. This accident, two families, this catastrophe, that happened, wars happened. Elephant is an elephant, where is going to cry? So one poor Miyaji, poor Malisab, he said, let me try. He went. So they say, what are you going to say? When these people said, what stories, you couldn't make the elephant cry. He said, but let me try. It's an open fair, for everyone has got a chance. So he went, hardly 2 words he said, and the elephant started crying crocodile tears. So they were all surprised. So yeah, he said, give me my prize. I said, but what did you say? He said, don't worry what I told. I won the prize, give me my prize. So he said, but what did you say? He said, I just said what my wages are. The poor Malisab's wages, that the poor elephant also couldn't tolerate that. How Malisab is coming out? How is he existing? How is he living? Forget his family. What we are paying peanuts to the poor Malisab. Even the elephant cries. So anyway, that Malisab with that little wages of his, saved up 6 months, bought one chicken, brought home, told his wife. Now what ummid, oh, he's got. I'm going to eat chicken after 6 months. So the wife and Allah's Bandi, whatever happened, so much salt she put in it, like poison. You couldn't taste it also. When he just tasted it, and how much he's looking forward to it. But what did he do? Not what me and you will do. He made a sawda with Allah. He said, Ya Allah, she's your Bandi. She also makes mistakes. She made a mistake, I make her maaf. I won't say one word. On Qiyamah's Day, please, you must consider me. Allah Ta'ala, when you forgive your bandi, your other people's gunas, your faults, Allah forgives your faults. You cover somebody else's faults, Allah covers your faults. So Allah Ta'ala grant him all his teaching of big, big kitabs on its place. That's the sawab he'll get. But Allah made his maghfirat just because he forgave her. So to have sabr with our wives is a very great ibadah. And when we are rude to them, we are verbally abuse them, treat them badly, it's not right at all. And we must not expect. One great buzur, he was, everyone respect him, great honor, respect. So he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, everyone accepts my buzurgi, that I'm such a great. But this old lady, she just doesn't want to accept at all. She's always finding fault in me. Let her also see my buzurgi. Allah accepted his dua. Allah said, okay, he finished his Isha namaz, sit on the musalla now. And you're going to fly in the air. And she will see you flying in the air. And in any way, to fly in the air is no buzurgi. A mosquito also flies in the air. So if that is buzurgi and a karamat to fly in the air, you should go to Mr. Mosquito and say, Hazrat, you make me bayat. There is no buzurg like you. And a fly also flies in the air. When become bayat to a fly, if you mu'taqid of such karamats, then the fly is a much more bigger buzurg. It flies in the air. So anyway, people generally accept this as a great. And now, with the August winds blowing, you'll find papers flying in the wind, and that they buzurgs then. They're just flying in the air. And how they going, and what, how they turning and tossing, and what all they've got. So they are very big buzurgs that they can fly in the air. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala said, sit on your musalla, you're going to fly now. So he flew over the house, from this side to that side, this side, few times. Then he came down. So he asked her, you saw today something? Today I saw a buzurg. You saw? He wanted to make sure. Few times he asked her, yes, you put your glasses, 11 3/4 number, her five glances. I put my glasses and I saw, really, it was. So then when he got her confirmation, he said, it was me. Then she said, no wonder you were going crooked. Fihi nazrun. She will always have some problem, some fault she will find. That even if it was you, but she told that was a buzurg. Not tere jaise jo zameen par mere dhele ki tarah dhara rehta hai. like a sand clot of mud just on the ground. That was a buzurg lying. When he said it was me, she said that, no wonder you were going crooked. So she's not going to accept your buzurgi, that you must forget. And don't expect it. And Allah's, there's also Allah's fazal. What your sheikh can't tell you openly, what your mother and father won't tell you openly, your wife will tell you double open. She won't pull any punches, and she'll tell you as it is, and she'll hit just where it hurts the most. And she'll know you so well, and she'll punch just where it hurts the most, and she'll tell you as it is. The best islah of a person, if he wants, is from the wife and the children. You tell the children every day, you must read Bismillah. And when you just forget, Abba, you tell us so much to read Bismillah, you're not reading Bismillah. They will keep you on your toes properly. If a person wants his Islah, take it. The wife and children will make the best. You give us big, big lectures. You go in the masjid and make big, big lectures there. But here, what you are doing, they will put you on your place. So anyway, the wife is a great ni'mat also of Allah Ta'ala, and really a very great ni'mat. And we should learn to be appreciative of the wife. Well, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay, Abdul Arifi, Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzurg also, and he had one great quality of being thankful. And really, to become a wali of Allah is not difficult. Just be thankful. Learn to a habit of being appreciative. You'll be Allah's friend. You learn the habit to make sabr, and you'll be Allah's friend. Any of these small things, and you'll become the friend of Allah. Allah will bring all the other qualities also. When Allah makes somebody his wali, then Allah brings all the other qualities in him. And just on the small, small things, Allah makes you his wali. So anyway, he had this great quality of making lot of shukr. One day he had meals at somebody's place, and after the meals, from parda, he thanked the house lady. Jazakallah, you cooked for us. It was very nice, very tasty, we appreciate it. And he thanked her and he went away. But she started crying. Very profusely she cried. So her husband asked her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't swear you, he didn't insult you, he praised you and he thanked you. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Not one day you told me the food is nice. Yes, you found lot of fault in my food. Today you burned the food. Today too much marcha, too much, today too hot, today too cold. Oh, you found lot of fault in my food. That is why I'm crying. And see, Maulana, one meal and how much he appreciated it. So he learned his lesson. The next day they were sitting to eat again. And then he started, Jazakallah, you cook so well. I appreciate it. Again she started crying. And remember also with women is a no-win situation. You can't win. This way also there is a problem, that way also is a problem. And no problem, they say the same about us, that with this man you can never please them. That you just can't please this man. So he asked, now why are you crying? So she said, 40 years I'm cooking for you, not one day you appreciate it. Not one day Jazakallah. Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you just can't stop. You're just going on and on praising the food and everything. So it's very hard to win with them also. But we have to try. And this is a great form of ibadah. If we just take this lesson, when we go from here on Eid's night, take a chocolate worth, take a rose worth and go and give it. And then live. Not only one time in Stanger, I made bayan for the ladies in the afternoon. And I told them that when your husband comes, it was a lengthy bayan, when your husband comes, you must have, if it's summer, it was summer at that time, faluda, a nice glass of milkshake, and put a rose petal on top of it, and then be dressed also reasonably, not like women normally stay in the house. When they go up, they doll up so much. And in the house, that is also wrong. Women must at least stay nice and neatly in the house. And if she can, she must doll up for her husband, not when she goes up. So be nicely dressed and present the glass of milkshake. So she did that. The husband came. When he came home from the factory, he was a factory owner, very rich man. So she presented, he got a shock. This never happened since we were married. What is this? So he refused to take it. So he said, you put poison in there, or you put you made jadu, or what is this? Why you did this? So she told, no, one Mali Saab came today, my friend, that person. So he said, that Mali Saab came, and he said, okay. And he met me at night. He was very happy. After 6 months, I went. He said, she forgot that lesson. Motsab, you have to come give the bayan again. Only the one day she gave me a glass of milkshake. After that, never I got milkshake. I ask you, if you go home, your wife receive you. You take a chocolate for her. You take it and put it in her mouth. What a wonderful life. Ni'mat of Jannat. And wallah, if we bring deen in our life, Jannat, not one Jannat. Thousands of Jannat are here. And you'll get enjoyment in life. Islam is enjoyment. Islam is to take us to Darus Salam. If you are living in Islam, you're living in Darus Salam. You're living in Jannat already. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatuh says, when you just got married, then you used to give your wife, you used to make lot of love for her, open the door for her and everything. Now you shut the door on her face. But when you just got married, you used to open the door, everything. She say, now in old age also take a chocolate, a sweet, and put in her mouth. And tell her, hey Mary Buriya. Oh my old lady, sakkar ki puriya. My bag of sugar. Wah Mary Guriya. What a doll I have got. Make her happy like that. Who's going to make that old lady happy? If you make her happy, how happy won't Allah get? And when you did it beginning of your marriage, you did it for your nafs. Because you enjoyed it. Now for Allah's sake, to make Allah's bandi, that nobody is going to, the grandchildren also, they come, the mother, old people want to make muhabbat with the children, want to go play themselves. They haven't got time for old people. They want to be on their own. And if you just make a little happy, how happy won't Allah? There is a very important aspect in which we are all generally very negligent. And if we correct this, you'll become Allah's wali just in this year. And wallah, you'll give Islam such a good image in the world if we treat our women nicely. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.